God's blessings on your worship here this morning. We begin not by our own step first, but we begin by calling on God to be here with us as with the words that are projected and in our bulletin. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let's take a moment to focus our hearts on a theme for today in our worship. Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. Make me to know your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your paths.
Sanctify us in your truth. We are gathered here today to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer, and sing his praises. Let us first begin by thinking about our unworthiness and how often we have fallen short in thought, word, and deed. During this moment of silence, we reflect upon our need for God's forgiveness and help. Let's take a few moments for silent reflection. We confess, Lord, we have not placed our relationship with you as the main priority in our life. We have been distracted with the busyness of life. And then when times have gotten difficult, we have failed to remember how you will care for us. We confess that we have not loved you above all things, but we seek a change, and that is why we are here today. Forgive us, renew us, so that we might delight in you. Jesus says at one point in his ministry, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. This was a challenge by Jesus to each one of us. Yet this is also good news. Jesus did deny himself, setting aside his personal desires. Jesus did take up his cross and die for us. Because of Jesus' work, I announce God's grace to you today. Your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. At this time, we have a special choir anthem. In Christ Alone, the choir comes forward.